Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is James Parker, the president of Vital Solutions, a division of Textile Rubber. James, how you doing?
Doing well. How you doing, Kemp?
I'm good. I thought it'd be good to talk to you because with this historic situation that's happened in the last couple of weeks around the coronavirus, there's a lot of office situations and other commercial interiors that want to make sure that their workers are safe and that they're doing all they can to keep them safe. As you know, there's a lot of commercial contractors that have also gotten into the cleaning and maintenance business, and you actually make a product called Vital Oxide that can be one of the core components of some kind of program around that. Is that right?
We are the manufacturers and developers of Vital Oxide, and it's, as you mentioned, historic times now, and what traditionally might have been overlooked in some of the common areas and being able to efficiently apply disinfectants to kind of limit the risk of viruses and bacteria in the workplace is now a very hot topic, and the best ways to do that are in the front of a lot of people's minds.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit, if you would, about the background of your company and how you got in this business.
Yeah, we're a family-owned company. My father started this, I'd say, about 20 years ago, and we got into this technology off of his first company, Ecology Works, when he was looking to solve problems for environmental controls for allergens. And our core competency is in a chemical called chlorine dioxide. And he stumbled upon that and found that it had this affinity with these sulfur bonds and most of these common allergens, like cat and dog dander, cockroach, and those things. And from there, grew the business into mold and mildew. When we got into that, we got into a lot of EPA work. And then from there, we've just kept heavy R&D and adding claims and working with different manufacturers of devices to be able to apply chemistries in more comprehensive ways than a traditional, like a trigger sprayer or wipe down. So it's been quite a ride.
Mm-hmm. All right. And so these floor care people, like with Starnet or Fuse Alliance, they purchase this Vital Oxide from you. It's a disinfectant. And then you train them, or you have people that train them. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Yeah. Part of our partnership with Textile Rubber and Chemical is a division that XL Brands and XL North. And XL North is really the focus point for that application and training and compliance. We partner with them to give them the tools they need in terms of SOPs, you know, standard operating procedures, how to go about applying our disinfectant with different devices. Most of that is around what we call sprayers, like electric sprayers that are either corded or battery. This is part of the uniqueness of our chemistry, being able to do that. We have a safety rating that's not common around disinfectants. It's called a Category 4. Mm-hmm. Which means you don't need any personal protection equipment when you're applying it. So that safety with these devices is really what XL has been able to get in the hands of everybody to apply quickly.
All right, so I guess that's called a fogging machine, or what are those called?
There's a lot of misnomers there, and it's a moving target depending on who's manufacturing it. It's an electrical spraying device. You know, you're taking, instead of a trigger, pressurizing it, and you're having electrical driven the motor, and then that can also change the particle size of the chemistry that gives it that more comprehensive coverage. So some people call it fogging. We like to use just electric sprayers because it can get a little tricky on the nomenclatures there.
Okay. And do you have enough capacity? Because I'm thinking that there's going to be some people that are going to want more of this stuff.
You're right, and that has been a hot topic, and we're trying our best, but it's in heavy demand right now, especially like 55-gallon drums and things that typically aren't strong suit are now just flying off the shelf. So we're doing our best to keep up with that. Yeah, it's an interesting time.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this is for, like, say, nursing homes. This is like a SOP for them, right? As they go in and do some cleaning, after that cleaning's done, they spray things down with this compound?
Exactly, yeah. So we have a diverse customer base, and one of our nursing home chains, the Floratex, are responsible for this application. So after they've done their maintenance, they'll take their spraying devices and then hit all the common areas that the patients would be in. We really pioneered this originally in cruise ships, mm-hmm. where the amount of people on such a small space was an issue for transmission of diseases. Norovirus is primarily their biggest concern at the time. So we developed this process with partners who really have some other innovative technology called electrostatic sprayers, and we're able to go in and stop that spread by being able to treat the environment as efficiently with these sprayers and our Vital Oxide.
Mm-hmm. And there's no doubt about it, it's effective for killing CV-19?
That's a hard one to say, because CV-19's direct claims, there's nobody who can test against that currently. That's a controlled virus. It's not allowable to the general public.
Uh-huh.
So what the scientific community has done is they do this thing called emerging pathogen claim, where they use what they call a hierarchy of viruses. So they say, if you kill these type of viruses, mm-hmm. then you can extend that efficacy to treat COVID-19, because our industry will always be playing catch-up. We're never going to be ahead of how these pathogens are going to mutate, change, and a new cause.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just using the best data that you have at the time to address the immediate problem, because it's going to be a while before that, if ever, is open for open testing. This is more of like your government lab, level fives, the same things that handle anthrax, will have these viruses to study. It's a similar situation with SARS and MERS, where you just kind of use this emerging pathogen and this viral hierarchy to be able to use the best data you have.
All right. Sounds like you know what you're talking about. So if somebody wants to know more, I mean, can they just Google vital oxide and that'll point to you, or what's the best way to reach you?
Yeah. Okay. That's it. You know, our website, and you know, send us any questions on the you know, contact us info there, and we're happy to field it. It's a weird time right now because there isn't the best options out there, and everybody's kind of freaking out. So we feel we can really be a service to at least give people some good information, solid information, and with Ed's parts, to help on the trying and compliance, to make sure that there aren't people doing silly things on top of a tough situation. So, you know, they're not extending claims, and they understand how to go about this stuff the correct way.
All right, James, it's great to catch up with you, and thanks for telling us a little bit more about Vital Oxide. Again, we've been talking to James Parker, the president of Vital Solutions, a division of textile rubber, about a disinfectant chemical called Vital Oxide. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.